You're listening to WYSO on NPR One and WYSO.org. It's no secret that Ohio's opioid overdose death toll continues to rise. The problem is among the worst in the nation, and Southwest Ohio has been especially hard hit. Last week, Montgomery County public health officials issued an emergency alert about a dangerous opioid painkiller called fentanyl. Prescription fentanyl is typically given after surgery or in hospice situations, but now health officials say more people are combining street fentanyl with heroin, cocaine, and other drugs and dying at alarming rates. The flood of fentanyl-related overdoses is straining county resources as first responders and others on the epidemic's front lines struggle to keep up. WYSO's Jess Mador has more. In Springfield, opioid overdose calls are answered here at the downtown 911 Emergency Communications Center. It's a small room crowded with dispatchers, computer screens, ringing phones, and two-way radios. Supervisor Marvin Campbell's fielded 911 calls for 25 years. Opioid overdoses have become so routine in the city, he says he's learned to spot an oncoming wave of calls before it happens.
They seem to come in groupings, and it's kind of weird to say, but you can tell that someone has done something different with the drugs and they've cut it differently. It's either more potent or there's something in it that's different, because you can go a couple of days where things are really slow and then you'll hit a cluster of them where there's like three or four in a shift. It's a totally different ballgame than what it used to be.
The center's also getting more repeat calls from people who've overdosed on opioids more than once. Campbell says it's hard for dispatchers not to feel hopeless.
Was that the fourth or fifth overdose at this person's house since the middle of December involving this same person? And we become familiar with the addresses, and it's like, how can these people continue to do it knowing that this may kill me, but I have no control over it? And they do it, even knowing it's like playing Russian roulette with five bullets in the gun. You know, you continually do it, it will catch up with you eventually.
That's exactly what state health officials are worried about. They say the cheap opioid painkiller fentanyl is a major reason so many people are dying. Fentanyl is up to 50 times stronger than heroin and up to 100 times more potent than morphine. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, it's powerful enough to stop a person from breathing. The Federal Drug Enforcement Administration was so concerned about the drug in 2015, the agency issued a nationwide alert identifying fentanyl as a threat to public health and safety. And Springfield Fire Chief Nick Heimlich says the drug is extra dangerous because many addicts don't realize the heroin they're buying is actually fentanyl or laced with fentanyl. And that's a big problem because fentanyl can easily overwhelm Narcan. That's the brand name of the drug naloxone first responders use to reverse an overdose.
Where we used to give one, maybe two doses of Narcan to an individual, it's not uncommon now to see four, five, or six to have an impact on the overdose condition.
Springfield Fire Department crews administered approximately 780 doses of Narcan last year. Heimlich says department resources are increasingly tied up dealing with fentanyl and the ongoing surge in opioid overdose calls in general.
They require intensive resources, frequently more than one ambulance company. And when we're constantly busy moving around taking calls, that starts to erode our ability to have the closest available unit always be the one that's actually physically close to the scene.
And agencies that handle overdose victims who can't be saved are also running ragged. Numbers alone don't begin to tell the whole story, but the numbers are staggering. In January, the Montgomery County Coroner's Office handled 145 overdose victims from across the Miami Valley. That's a huge spike. The system is inundated. To meet demand, County Coroner Kent Harshbarger last year added another dozen spaces for bodies, but the morgue is already maxed out again. Harshbarger opens the door to a cooler. Inside, lab staff wear special head-to-toe protective gear. Rows of bodies covered by sheets are stacked high on trays along the walls.
So we're so overloaded, basically they're on carts, and there's no tray for them. So they had to release the body, so they have to get them out of the cooler to be able to move around in there.
So the county's turning to funeral homes for help storing bodies.
We don't have any place to put them, and if funeral homes don't come right away, then basically we run with our capacity of storage. We're full every day, so if we bring 17 cases in, that's nearly half my capacity. So if the other 17 don't go out, we're full.
So far, Harshbarger says the coroner's office is keeping up with the flow of overdose victims. But if the fentanyl crisis doesn't stop soon, the future may look different.
I'm fighting the urge to change our policies and procedures of how I believe practice should be done. Because then why wasn't I doing it that way in the first place? Just because we're short of resources. So it hasn't done that yet. We may get to the point where we have to cut some kind of corner.
As fentanyl becomes more widespread, Clark County Health Commissioner Charles Patterson worries more people will die before overdoses can be brought under control.
We saw 73 deaths in Clark County from accidental overdoses. We have yet to get all the tox screen data back. And so if we guess at what we're going to get back, at the pace that we have in 2017, it's ugly. And you can definitely quote me on that.
The county recently began tracking overdose deaths as part of a larger effort to try and funnel treatment where it's needed most. A new report outlining the demographics of exactly who's dying from opioid overdoses and whether they died from using fentanyl is expected to be released next month. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador. Thanks for listening to WYSO on NPR One and WYSO.org.